You called? Well, yes, I suppose you didn't call so much as you drew my attention. I mean, there's only one reason humans flick a light switch on and off at 1 in the morning. Unless you're a little crazy. Though I don't think that you'd be summoning me if you weren't. Oh, don't try to deny it now, mortal. I can smell it on you. There's a little bit of darkness in that small, weak heart of yours. I'm sure it would taste exquisite if I just tear it out of your chest right now. Don't squirm. I only jest. For now. No, I wouldn't do that now, I promise. But then again, what does that mean to you? Nothing. That means absolutely nothing to you. Wow. You know, you're the first human to ever tell me that. They always like to take my word first. And it's not that it's a matter of pride. I do break promises. I change my mind. Sometimes impulse gets the better of me. But you, my dear breather, you did not do this on impulse. You waited a few days. You contemplated this meeting before it even happened. I didn't know. But I do now. I don't watch over humans. It's tedious, you're predictable, etc. And I'll never understand the others who do. If I blinked too long, I'd open my eyes to find out that you've died. It's really quite pathetic. Is that what you want? You're going to offer up your soul so that you may live forever. No. Again, another surprise. Humph. You'd never want to live forever, huh? Self-loathing? Ah, I see. Well, just for the record then, I don't do deals. Humans always think that they can strike up an offer with me. Sacrificial tendencies. Their soul is mine to have. They'll give me their newborn. Again, it's all rather tedious. What exactly can I do with a soul? Children aren't my thing, and well, I don't exactly like to be worshipped. Thrones and pedestals are for slave drivers. Any one of them can be pulled right off at any moment by the very people that they command. It's happened so many times in your history that I've lost count millennium ago. Yes, I'd much rather be feared than exalted. At least, outside of my bedroom. You're a bit of a sexual deviant yourself, aren't you? You like to be dominated. You like to be told what to do, how to do it, when to do it. You'll do anything they say, if it's the right person. But you haven't found that one, have you? Which is why you've requested my presence. That's what I thought. Oh, I know you haven't anything to give me except for yourself. Luckily for you, I quite enjoy this kind of thing. Put your hands against the wall, flat, and spread your legs. Yes, like that. You in this long sleeve button-up and these thigh-high socks, pretending to be innocent. You and I both know how far from that you really are. Yes, just like I thought. No panties. You really were hoping for this, weren't you? But you were thinking you'd have to stand here alone for a lot longer. There's nothing inherently evil about the number 6. And the whole witching hour is just a vulnerability thing. You mortals love to give more credit to nonsensical things than is due, And I love how you like to blame the devil for all of your mishaps. Now, tell me exactly what you want, girl. Tisk, 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 tisk. Naughty, naughty little human you are. Drenched. I don't even need to prep you. The smell of your arousal is divine, though. So I will keep rubbing your clit until you're on the edge. The very damn edge. Just like this. Oh, that wine. I told you what I was going to do before I did it, and it still floored you. Now, I'm going to give you what you want. But I want you to beg me. Beg. Beg me, girl. Beg me to fuck you. Beg me to slam this long, thick cock into your pussy and wreck you. Well, of course I will. Fuck. This slit is tight. Either you don't get enough satisfaction, or you've been fucking, well, mortal men, I suppose. I mean, what else? Don't turn around. You'll be severely disappointed, and I fear extremely disarmed if you do right now. I'll just press your face against the wall, stick out your ass, and spread your thighs farther. That's it. Meet my every fucking thrust. That's a good girl. So submissive. So obedient. Do you like my hand around your throat? Is that secure enough? Or would you like it tighter? Would you like it so that not a breath of air comes out or goes in? Answer me, human. You can still talk. No, you don't want me to tighten my grip. You want me to keep it like this, but you want me to fuck you harder. Deeper. So much deeper. Oh, fuck. I can't recall the last time I fucked someone. A few centuries? A millennia? You're about to come already. One moment, then. Ah, yes. You can see me now. Wrap your legs around my waist and your arms around my neck. Hold on, girl. Hold on while you reach your high. Dig your nails into my back as you fucking cum. And when you do, I'm going to paint your walls in my cum and fill you to the fucking brim. Not bad. Yes, just like that. Keep fucking milking my thick, long cock until it squirts everything I have inside of you. Good girl. So needy. So submissive. Are you going to come again? By all means, do. I think I'm getting close as well. Yes, not bad. Fuck. Just a little bit longer now. Fuck. So fucking good. Right there. Just a fucking moment more. That was by far the best encounter I've ever had with a mortal. They usually just try to shove a cross in my face and chant Latin at me like I'm some kind of open sesame door or something. And no, that doesn't work. Why would it?
Do you think I'm afraid of geometry or mortal languages? It doesn't work on vampires either. Ah, yes. They really do exist. It's amazing how there's still truth in fiction.